Good morning. Welcome to PCC, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, living out the Father's love and transforming community by the Holy Spirit. There's plenty of stuff coming up, but the one thing I want to draw your attention to is next Sunday is Strawberry Festival. That's going to be delicious. I can't wait to have some strawberries and some whipped cream on that shortbread. And why don't I just let you read that about that stuff maybe during my sermon when you're bored or just some other time during the day. We also have Reverend Tim McKelmont in the building. Well, he's not in this room, but he's in the building. He's right over there. So let's stand up and greet each other with the holy fist bump, and I'll pull us back together for the call to worship. Sorry if you just sat down, but I'm going to ask you to stand for this morning's call to worship. And for our call to worship, I want to remind us, look at those liturgical colors right here, white. It's still resurrection season, and we're still swimming and basking in the truth that Jesus is alive. And so I'm going to say, He is risen.
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 Let's sing and praise and sing, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
find you. Here I am to see your grace, to bring to you an offering. I have to ask myself one thing: how can I do anything but grace? My grace. Here we go. Sing it out. You are God.
You are God. You are Lord.
I am, I've come to thank you. Here I am, a life of change. Because you gave your life for me, you crucified your Son for me. How can I do anything but praise? Oh, I pray. Sing it out. You are God. Here we go.
You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King.
Wind that aren't so strong.
worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise Him. Alleluia. Praise, praise the Father. Praise the Son. And praise the Spirit, free in one. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Oh, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
When we pass through deep waters or go through times of fiery trials, the Lord our God is with us. With confidence in God, our Creator and our Redeemer, let us confess our sin. Let's unite with the prayer of confession. O Lord our God, we call you to work, where all will be fed and have dignity. We find ourselves distracted. You call us to seek justice and peace, but we are satisfied with injustice and discord. You call us to bring liberty, but we do not insist on freedom for all. Forgive us, O Lord. Turn us to your will by the power of your Spirit, so that all may know your justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Do not fear, says the Lord, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. God doing a new thing, and now it springs forth. By the grace of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
He says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. And the rest, please listen to the choir for the rest of the verses. There is another note in there. Before you read the first verse, it says, "For the director of music." So Davis is talking to me and to the choir.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're in the lectionary Psalms. We're in the lectionary Gospels. That's where we are. It was a long night, right? My son went to his prom last night, so I'm a little weary just to listen to the stories. But I'll wake up. It'll happen. We've been in the Gospels, and it's just, like I said, the intention is to swim in the Gospel, to swim in the good news that Jesus Christ is alive. And the lectionary, even on Easter, and every Sunday since, has been really a commercial for the Holy Spirit. Because if you remember, the women are told by the angels go back and the disciples don't believe. And there's also been, angels included, angels show up and say what? They say, remember. Remember what Jesus has been saying. And when Jesus shows up to his disciples, what does he say? Remember, I told you this was coming. And so now the lectionary pushes the pause button and rewind. And it goes to a time where Jesus clearly states that he was going to die and rise again on the third day. And in this text, he even gives us his motive. So we're looking at John chapter 10. I'm going to start in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks, and the flocks attacks the flock, and it scatters. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the word of the Lord. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, preach through me. May your words come through. And all God's people said. How many in here have studied this text before? Probably most of us. I just want to look at it again. I want to look at it again and remind you of some things. First of all, Jesus says, I am. I am the good shepherd. Part of the I am statements of John. Of Jesus in John. What are the I am statements of John, or Jesus in John? They're pointing back to the burning bush, the beginning of it all. When Moses meets God in a bush that's on fire but doesn't burn up. God speaks and says, I'm going to free my people. I've picked you out. I've picked you out, Hebrew nation. I've picked you out, Jewish people. You are my people. Take off your feet. It's holy ground. Moses says, who should I say send them? Sent me? God answers, tell them I am sent you. Jesus is pointing back to that. And he's saying, I am. Do you remember last week I went through the purpose that John wrote his gospel that's found in 20? I just want to remind you. In verse 31 of 20, the reason I wrote this book, John says, is so that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Son of God, and by believing those two things, having faith in those two things, you might have life, the electric life, both quantitative and qualitative. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. He repeats it. I am the good shepherd. What separates me as a shepherd from just the hired hand? That's the question. What separates? The hired hand sees the wolf. I got no skin in this game. I'm out. I'm leaving this town. What's different? The shepherd owns the sheep. The good shepherd knows you, owns you. The good shepherd sticks. When the time gets rough, when the storms get high, when the world seems to be against you, the shepherd is near. The shepherd loves his sheep. Right? And then he says this, like, mysterious. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of my wedding. Anybody have a Ruth read at their wedding? Ruth, you know the book of Ruth? Yeah. Naomi lost everything. She's got a daughter-in-law. Naomi says, Ruth, disappear. I'm just going to wade out into the water and spend my time on earth and die. That's it. But then Ruth says, no, that's not the way it works. I stick. Ruth replies, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. When the world is against you, the shepherd sticks. Then he moves on to this mysterious, kind of like a riddle. Jesus, like, don't you just love Jesus? Right? I wish, you don't expect him to say stuff like this, but I love it when he does. Because it knocks us off our game. It knocks us off of what we think it's all about. What's he say? He says, there are people outside the pen that are going to be a part of this adventure. There are people outside the pen that are supposed to be in the pen with the sheep. Who's he talking about? In context, he's talking about Gentiles, probably, right? He's talking about us. Take it bigger than that. God has a heart for the people in need. God has a heart for the people outside of this room. There's a reason why Jesus didn't hang out with you and I. When he was on the earth, he didn't hang out with the religious folk. If Jesus was here, he'd be at Starbucks. Right? He's a missional God. He never stops going. He never stops looking outward. He never stops And he never drops his eyes and says, okay, we're safe enough, we're good enough. No, there's more. Ron Brown would usually scream at the top of his lungs right here. He's the ex-president of Teen Challenge, Orange County, was in Santa Ana. Now he's moving up the chain, and I think he's next to the Pope nowadays. But Ron Brown would say, the reason the sun came up this morning is because someone else needs to know that God absolutely loves that person. And it's outside the pen. And it's talking to me, and he's talking to you. It's outside of your normal patterns. This is the rub. This is the challenge. Go back to the encouraging stuff. Notice, I've done you a disservice sometimes. And I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of pastors around Easter time focus on the crucifixion of Jesus and the death. And we focus on the injustice. We focus on the maker of all things was killed by those things. You know? It's a huge injustice. And yes, that's absolutely true. But what does he say in this text? I'm not going to be murdered. I lay down my life. I lay it down. It's my choice. I've got the power. I've got the keys. I've got the decision making. He lays down his power. He lays down his life. Why? Well, the obvious reason starts with an L and ends with an of, right? Love. Because we are his sheep. Because he knows how many hairs are on your head, Kenny. He knows, Maria, he knows how many times your heart is going to beat today. Not just because he's good at trivia. It's because he loves you and he studies you. You know, anybody who's a parent gets a little window into this portion of God's love. You stare at that kid, you don't even watch the TV for the first 3 years, right? You look at him twitch and stuff. That's it. And then why else? Because my dad said so. That's what he says in this text, because it's my Father's will. And you can even see in the Garden of Gethsemane, he wrestles with this. His humanity wrestles with this. There's got to be a better way, Lord. Take this cup from me. That's basically a paraphrase of what he says in the Garden of Gethsemane. He does the Father's will even when it hurts. You ever read To Kill a Mockingbird? Do you remember? I don't remember. I think his name was Jim. Jim? Who is Scout's brother? Jim? Remember, Jim wants a gun. And then Atticus says, hey, hang out with this older woman as she gets closer to death. And that woman is being weaned off of morphine because she doesn't want to die addicted to morphine. And Atticus Finch tells that amazing speech and says, you wanted a gun? I had you watch her walk through death to show you what real courage looks like. It's walking into the storm when you know you're probably going to get hurt. When there's a question mark on whether or not you're going to make it. Jesus lays down his life only to pick it back up again, just to show that he has all the power. How do we apply this? Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows you and I. He loves you and I. Jesus Christ sticks around. Is he going to be there tomorrow? Yes or no? I think it was Tozer. It was either Tozer or Schaefer said, I tried to wake up before God and say, I love you first. And I got up at 4 in the morning, he beat me. I got up at 3 in the morning, he beat me. He's the good shepherd. He sticks. Jesus Christ wasn't murdered. He laid down his life. He laid down his power. He intentionally laid it down. I think there's a challenge in there. And also that there's that challenge of there's a lot of people outside this pen. Keep your eyes up. But go back to this. When's the last time you laid anything down? Sacrificed anything for someone other than yourself? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit. Holy Spirit, breathe through us and move through us. Remind us of these truths throughout the week. Thank you, Jesus the Christ, for being our good shepherd. Thank you for laying your life down for each of us and bringing us who were once outside the pen into the pen. I pray that you would equip. May the sending God transform us into the sending people that look for people outside the pen and look to lay down our lives for others so that others may know that you absolutely adore them. And all God's people said, let's stand. Let's stand and sing, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. Thank you, Cornell, for picking that hymn. And you see me, I was almost getting up like every other time because it was a lot slower than I wanted it to be. But a lot of times I got to get slowed down, right? As we continue in worship, as we continue on this journey, as we continue on, as the Lord's sheep, This is the part of the service where we lift up. We give back. We say, yeah, I'm in with our tithes, gifts, and offerings. This morning's tithes, gifts, and offerings are now received.
Most of us have heard the old saying, and it goes like this. Good morning. This is God. I will be handling all of your problems today, and I do not need your help. So have a good day. David concludes Psalm 91 with these words from God. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Standing on the promise of God's salvation, will you please pray with me? holy, merciful, and loving God. Thank you for the reminder that we don't need to hold on to our problems, our fears, and our concerns once we have prayed and handed them to you. Remind us that you are more than capable of handling any issue that we are currently dealing with. And truly, you don't need our meddling help. Remind us, too, that if you are for us, who can be against us? Why do we doubt your goodness and your love, O Lord? Strengthen our trust in you, Father. We pray for our world, our city, our neighbors, and our family members in need of a fresh touch from you, Holy Spirit. We continue to pray for your peace among the rising tensions in the Middle East. We pray for your peace and protection over Gaza and its innocent citizens. We pray for an end to the war in Jesus' name. Open the floodgates to allow aid and food into the region. We pray, too, for your peace over Israel and its innocent citizens. Give wisdom to the leaders in the area to work together and keep the peace for the whole planet. Lord, we lift up Haiti and its citizens and pray for your protection for its people against the current state of lawlessness. We continue to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine and pray, Father, that you would thwart the aggressors. For all the many unnamed wars and conflicts going on in the world, we pray for peace. Your peace, God. Use us and let your peace begin here and begin with each one of us. May it be so. Loving Lord Jesus, you know every hair on our heads. You knit each one of us in our mother's wombs. You know our trials and tribulations, and you walk through each one with us. We pray for a fresh indwelling of your Holy Spirit right now, right here. Form us into the receptive vessels, ready for the vision that you have for us in this corner of your kingdom. We pray for Pastor Jason and his family, for strength, for joy, and discernment. We pray for our leaders, for wisdom and direction. And we pray for one another, for a deeper walk with you. More of you, Jesus. More of you. May we be known for our welcoming presence, where love and hugs abound. May we be known as a place where weary folk can come and find respite in your open arms, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray for those in need. May they experience your healing touch today and find strength and peace in your presence. For those who are grieving, we pray, Lord, for you to meet them in their pain and sorrow. We pray for Micah. We pray for the Slabaugh family. And we pray for the Corbett family. May each feel your comforting presence leading them one day at a time, sometimes 1 hour at a time. And for their loved ones and ours, we pray that they are with you in paradise, where we will all be together one day. We pray for your hand of healing on our loved ones, for baby Theo, Natalie, Hunter, Angela, for Terry, Joel, John, Patty, Dick, Dusty, Buzz, Keith, Sandy, Jane's sister Pam, and Jennifer's sister Jerry. We pray for Starlet and Dorothy that they may feel your comforting presence with them. And Lord, we pray to lift up those close to our heart in need of prayer. May each one feel your very presence with them, lavished in your mercy and in your grace. We lift up these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our living and reigning Lord and Savior, and we continue praying as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand if you are able for our sending hymn today.
Everybody for worshiping this morning with us. Also, I want to remind that it's deacons after this. They've supplied, what kind of treats are there over there? There's some donuts. There's lots of treats, so just stick around and grab a nibble or so. And hopefully I'll see you next week where we worship again, and then we have Strawberry Festival in the Fellowship Hall. But for now, receive this morning's benediction. May God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Let it be so. Amen.